This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Baruch HaMabayim, welcome everyone to a special event this evening, a special Magid Harakia event in honor of the Sefer that's hot off the press, that was just released on Sefer Shemais, the humble Sefer, Magid Harakia. Chazdei Hashem ki loy somnu ki loy chalo rachamav. What a great happiness it is for me personally to be zoicha to share with you this humble Sefer. I was recently thinking about what the Ben Ish Chai writes when he had financial difficulty. He said that more than his financial difficulty is his inability to publish Svarim. He was even willing to sell an heirloom, a Sefer Torah, in order to be able to get the requisite funds needed to be able to publish his Sfarim. So to be able to produce the Sefer B'Siyata D'Shmaya is a great happiness and a great zechus. I thank those who participated in helping it see the light of day. Tonight's special presentation is hosted by our dear friends at Chazak, Rav Ilan Meirav, Rav Yaniv Meirav, Rabbi Aboff. I thank them for hosting tonight's event on Chazak. We wish them bracha v'hatzlacha, whatever you could do to help out this amazing organization, especially in helping register children into yeshivas. Tavei aleichem bracha, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you with nachas from your children, and only besurais tayvais. Tonight's shir is sponsored by, yes, you got it, Chickens for Shabbos. What an important organization. They just feed hungry Yidden. They feed the families of single parents. They feed families of agunois, of grushois, of almanois, of melamdim. Whatever you could do to support Chickens for Shabbos, go to the Yad Eliezer site and hit the icon for almanois, grushois, melamdim, and whatever you could do to help out these mishpachos. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless you and your family. May your family know of no tzara, no difficulty. May you only have shalom v'shalva, hashkit v'vetach, nachas t'kedusha, ad bias goyel tzedek. So tonight's shir is in honor of the new Sefer, Magid Harakia. It's available in Svarim stores, whether you live in Lakewood, you live in Brooklyn, in Flatbush, in Bar Park, in Muncie. It's sent to Baltimore. It's available in London. You could get it, contact Lehman's. You could call Josh Morhaime. You could call Pinchas Brandeis in Manchester. Their numbers appear on our site, rabbidg.com. In Israel, please call our friend, Saul Orbach. It's being sent to South Africa, Australia, and the locations are available on our site, rabbidg.com, or you could order it anywhere in the America, rabbidg.com, with free shipping. And this Sefer is the largest of all the Svarim. It has 62 Ma'amarim on Sefer Shemais, so I hope everybody enjoys it. Again, you could get it with free shipping at rabbidg.com. Today we're going to talk about Hashem's introduction to the Jewish people. The very first time Hashem revealed Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu, it was from a sneh, a burning bush. The pasuk says, "Vayera malach Hashem elav belabas eish mitoich hasneh. Vayar v'hine hasneh boyer ba'esh v'hasneh einenu ukal." Says Rashi, why did the Ribbono Shel Olam, why did the Almighty appear from a burning bush, from a sneh, a thorn bush? Hashem was telecasting to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Imay anoichi b'tzara, I'm with you in your distress." Jewish people are suffering. They're in bondage. They're being tormented. I feel your pain. I'm with you. So let's ask ourselves, the Ribbono Shel Olam has many midos. He's a rachum. He's a chanun. He's erech apayim. The midah of feeling our pain is one of the many midos, toivos of the Kol Yachah of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Why is this the midah with which Ribbono Shel Olam chooses to appear to Moshe Rabbeinu? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Moshe, and he asked him to go to redeem the Bnei Yisrael, and it was a long discussion that took 7 days, until finally on day 7, Hashem said, Vayoymar biyad Hashem. Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlach no biyad tishlach. Send the person who you usually send. Now tonight, and tonight's Wednesday night shir, that's going to be at 8:30, we're going to speak about an amazing medrash that Moshe Rabbeinu wanted Rabbi Akiva to take us out of Mitzrayim. But Rashi interprets either biyat tishlach, send to anybody, or biyat tishlach, send the one you usually send. That's Aaron. Send Aaron. Rashi says Aaron was already presumptive in his role as the shliach of Hashem. The prophecy that was said to Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim, recorded in the Navi Yecheskel, Perek Chaf, Pasukei, Ve'amarta aleim, koi omar Hashem aleikim, Beyoim bachari b'Yisrael, Va'esa yadi lezera b'is Yaakov, Va'idi alohem be'eretz Mitzrayim. Aroin HaKoyein was charged with a nevuah well back in Egypt. Rashi refers to the Pasuk that in Shmuel, Hanigloi Niglesi al Beis Avicha b'Yosam b'Mitzrayim, that prophecy was said to Aaron. Aaron was charged to tell Bnei Yisrael, get rid of your idols. The Jewish people had been worshipping idols in Egypt. And the Navi Yecheskel says that God communicated prophecy that they need to get rid of their Avodah Zarah. Who delivered that prophecy to the Jewish people? Says Rashi, was Aaron. Aaron was an established Navi. By the way, aside from the fact that Aaron spoke Nevuah in to Klal Yisrael, the Medrash Tanchuma says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Paroi, and Moshe said, Shlach na b'yad tishlach, and he meant Aaron, because Aaron had already been prophesying for the Jewish people for 80 years. 80 years. The Lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma is, Amar Moshe ad shelo yamadati haya Aaron achi misnavi lehem b'Mitzrayim shmoinim shana. Now we know that when they stood before Paroi, Aaron was 83, Moshe was 80. Which means that Aaron was prophesying from the time that Moshe was born. So from the time Moshe was born, Aaron was already a Navi. He was 3 years old and he was a Navi. Can you imagine someone 3 years old as a Navi? That's certainly worthy of our attention. Why was Aaron speaking Nevuah at age 3? Why was he zoicha to the Nevuah? We know Chazal revealed to us that Aaron was zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart, because when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be the leader of the Jewish people and take them out of Egypt, he said, you know, I don't want to insult my brother. My brother might have hard feelings. And Hashem said, no! Haloi Aaron achicha halevi yadati ki daber yadaber hu v'gam hinehu yoytzei likrasecha v'roacha v'samach b'libay. Rashi explains, not like you think that Aaron will be makbid that you were oila l'gedula. No, Aaron's going to be happy for you. And that's why he was zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart. So the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu refused to accept the shlichus is he was worried that Aaron would feel bad and be jealous of his appointment. And Hashem said, no, his heart is so pure. He'll be happy for you. And in fact, that is why Aaron was zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart. It's suggested that that's the reason why Aaron... So Aaron was zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart because of the feelings of happiness that he had for Moshe Rabbeinu. But why was Aaron zoicha to speak nevuah from the time he was 3 years old? And it's suggested along the same lines. We know when Bas Paroi saw this little baby in the river, Moshe, Vatiftach Vatireu es Hayeled, Vihine Naar Boicha. Who is the Naar who is Boicha? Pashup Shad, it was Moshe. Rashi says, Shekoiloi Kenar. But the Baal Turim says, Vihine Naar Boicha is Aroin. Naar Boicha is Gematria Aroin. Aroin was crying. Why was Aaron crying? He was mitztaer over the tzara of his brother. So what do we see from here? That Aaron, at a very young age, at 3 years old, he was feeling the pain of his brother. He was bitsar over his brother's pain, so he was crying. Vine nar boicha. Reb Shloima Arieli suggests in his beautiful sefer, Abduni Batapuchim. I want to thank my friend Reb Velvel Finkelstein for sending me this beautiful sefer, that perhaps the reason why Aaron was zoicha to speak nevuah at age 3 years old is because at that point in time, he already had feelings of commisery and empathy for his brother, and that's such a elevating midah. That's a midah that is so similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that propelled him to the Madrega to already be speaking nevuah. In fact, we could explain, and the Arachaim HaKadosh says in this vein, you know, when Bas Parai saw that the child was crying, she said, "Miyaldei ha'ivrimzeh." He's one of the Jewish children. He's one of the Jewish children. How did she know that he's one of the Jewish children? So Tosis says, "Al pipshat, v'hinei nar boicha is Aaron," and he sees a Jewish, that this baby had a Jewish sibling, Aaron. So therefore, he assumed that the baby was Jewish. But Arachaim HaKadosh says something incredible. Says Arachaim HaKadosh, when Miriam saw that the person on the coast, on the side, Aaron, who's the sibling of this baby, was crying. She didn't know Aaron was Jewish. But she said, for a brother to cry over a brother, that's a Yiddish midah. That's a midah only a Jew would have. So she surmised that if this child has a sibling that's crying for him, that could feel his pain, it must be a Jewish child. Says the Sefer Abduni B'Tapuchim. From here we see a wondrous thing. Because if this approach is correct, Aaron was zoicha to be a Navi from age 3 because he had the midah of commiserating and empathizing with his brother's plight. But he wasn't zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart for another 80 years until he elevated himself to the madrega that he rejoiced over his brother's happiness and success. From here we see something very important, that it's a much more difficult midah to rejoice over someone else's success than to feel pain over someone else's sorrow. You know, when someone else is suffering, it's easier to feel pain for them. They're not taking away from you. There's no jealousy. There's no competition. It's empathy. It's rachamim. That's a lower madrega. So at age 3, Aaron had the madrega of Imo Anoichi Betzara. He felt the pain of his brother. But 80 years he worked on himself to be elevated, not only to feel someone else's pain, but to feel simcha over somebody else's success. That was the madrega that propelled Aaron to wear the choshen on his heart. So this, we see a few very important things. The Shalom Aleichem, the introduction of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Bnei Yisrael, to Moshe Rabbeinu, Mitoy Chasne, Imoy Anochi Betzara. Aaron HaKohen was Zoicha to the Madrig of Nevuah from the time his brother was born, from the time Aaron was 3 years old. Why? Because he had this Midah, he felt the pain of his brother. V'inei Na'ar Boicha. But Aaron HaKohen elevated himself to even greater madrega, where he rejoiced in the success of his brother, and because of that he was zoicha to wear the choshen on his heart. So we're going to take a few moment interval. We're going to give time, revach lehisboinein, bein parsha leparsha, and thank again the hosts of tonight's event, Chazak. We want to thank tonight's sponsors, Chickens for Shabbos, whatever you could do to be mefarnes, the mishpachos in Klal Yisrael that really need our help. Go to the Yad Eliezer site, hit the icon for agunois, amanois, and melamdim, and whatever you could do to help them out. Tavei aleichem bracha. We're learning now from the Sefer Magid HaRakia, Sifri HaKatan, Magid HaRakia on Sefer Shemois. We're learning Maimer Hey. It's called Shemois Imoy Anoichi Bitsara. And if you want to get the Sefer, you could go to our site, rabbidg.com, and it's available with free shipping. So we learned that Aaron HaKoyen achieved the Madrega of Nevuah from the time he was 3 years old, because he felt the tsar of his brother, V'hinei Na'ar Boicha. Aaron HaKoyen at age 83 elevated himself to be Zoicha to wear the Choshen on his lave, because Aaron HaKoyen achieved an even higher Madrega, the Madrega of being Besimcha over his brother's success. And the very introduction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Knesset Yisrael is Hashem appeared mitaych hasne to telecast Ima Enochi Betzara. It's very interesting. When Moshe Rabbeinu gives a bracha to Yosef HaTzadik, the pasuk says, Uli Yosef Amar, Mivoyrechas Hashem, Artsoi, Mi Meged Shamayim, Mital, Umitahoyim, Roivetzes Tachas. Umi meheged eretz umlaya uratzayin sheichni yisne. Moshe Rabbeinu says that this bracha comes from the one who resides in the sneh. This eretz mevoyreches comes from the ratzayin and the nachas ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who revealed to me from a sneh. The question is, nowhere in Kol HaTorah Kula is Ribbono Shel referred to as the one who reveals himself from the sneh, the one who dwells in the sneh. Why here, Dafka, in this location, is Ribbono Shel referring to himself as the Shoichein HaSneh? Why doesn't Hashem say, Uritzoin Eloikai, Uritzoin Shakai, Uritzoin Sevakois? Why Uritzoin Shoichni Sneh? So I once heard, in the name of Matasio, Solomon Shlita, that if you look in the Baal HaTurim points out that two times in the Chumash, the words Ula Yosef appear. One is, Ula Yosef Yulad Shnei Banim, B'terem Tavei Shnas Harav, that Yosef had his two sons, Menashe and Ephraim, before the years of famine. And the other time it says, Ula Yosef Amar Mevoyrechas Hashem Artsai, that because Yosef commiserated and empathized with the people of his generation, he did not have relations during the year of famine, therefore he was zoicha to mevoyreches Hashem artsai. Rashi says, loy haya eretz mevoyreches ke'artsai shel Yosef. Yosef hit the jackpot. He got the bounty of the most fertile, lush land in all of Eretz Yisrael. Why? Why Uli Yosef Amar Mevoyreches Hashem Artsai? Why was Yosef Zoicha to have such a luscious land? The answer is because Uli Yosef Yulad Shnei Banim Mitarim Tavay Shnas Harav. Because Yosef had the midah of Ima Enochi Betzara. He commiserated, he empathized with the tsar of others. Ah, says the Mashgiach, Rabbi Matasio Solomon, Zol Gesundsein, it's mamish. It's every time I hear it, it sends shivers down my spine. It's like Ruach HaKodesh. Now we understand why Moshe Rabbeinu says this bracha is coming from the Ritzoin Shoichni Sna, the one who dwells in the Sna, in the burning bush. Why? Why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, why is Moshe saying this comes from the Ritzoin Shoich Nisa? Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, you know why, Yosef, you're being Zoicha to the most lush, bountiful, prosperous land in all of Israel? You know why? Lo Yehoisa Eretz Mevoyrechas Ka'artzei Shel Yosef. You know why you're being Zoicha to this? Because Ritzoin Shoich Nisa, you learned the lesson of your Creator, of why did Hashem reveal himself from a snare? Because he was showing how precious this midah is of being empathizing with the tsar of somebody else. Ritzoin shoich ni snare. Perhaps we could say, after Moshe Rabbeinu accepted to go and take Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. The pasuk says, "Vayem Hashem al Aaron, lech lekras Moshe hamidbara, vayilech vayifkesheu b'har olekim, vayishak lei." Why is the Torah margish that the encounter between Moshe and Aaron took place b'har olekim, which Rashi says was the future spot of the giving of the Torah? You know, in the Parshas Bahaloscha, Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Lech ve'esfali shivim ish mizikne Yisrael, gather the 70 zikanim that you know they are zikne ha'am v'shoit rav, and bring them to the Oyel Moed and stand with them there." Rashi says, which zikanim was Moshe asked to choose? Says Rashi, Moshe was told, take the zikanim and the shoitrim who were shoitrim in Mitzrayim, ba'avoidas parach, and they had mercy on those who they were the superior over, and they did not demand that they produce the requisite tallies that Pare wanted, and they took it on the chin for their brethren. They were beaten for their brethren. They were hit for their brethren. Now is their time to be appointed to Godless. Asks Hagoyin Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro in the Sefer Zahav Mishava. I don't understand. Clearly these were nice guys, these were nice people, these were nice elders. They felt the tsar of their brethren, they felt the tsar of their brothers in Egypt, so they didn't want to pressure them, so they took it on their chin, and they were Moser Nefesh, to be smitten because of the difficult circumstance their brethren were found in. But Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't looking for nice guys, he was looking for a Sanhedrin, and to be a member of the Sanhedrin, you have to be a gadol otsum v'noira in Torah. The Rambam says in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Sanhedrin that you needed people who were muflag b'chachma. So these were nice people. They were good people. But how does that make them eligible to be scholars? Says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro. From here we learn, like the Gemara says in Menachos, Yavoi toiv, v'yekabel toiv, mitoiv letoivim. Moshe was toiv, the Torah is toiv, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is toiv, and therefore he gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael. Torah is goodness. In order to be eligible to know it and understand it, remember and retain it, then you have to have the midah of toiv, the midah of noisei ba'olam chaveroi. That's the midah of toiv. So not only does the midah of noisei ba'olam chaveroi, not only does that allow an Aaron to be eligible to be a Navi from the age of 3 years old, not only does it make Aaron eligible to wear the choshen at 83 when he was mesamech besimchas hazulas, not only is this the introductory midah with which Hashem introduces Himself to us. Why does Hashem introduce Himself to us with the midah of Ima Onoichi B'Tzara? Because He's telling us this is the key to all godless. This will be the key to Aliyah B'Nevuah, Aliyah B'Kohuna, Aliyah B'Taira. Our whole destiny is dependent on it. And perhaps we could humbly suggest that is why the Torah emphasizes in the very spot where Aaron HaKohen performed the highest madrega of the midah of noisei ba'olam chaver, which is to be besimcha, to rejoice in someone else's success. Where did Aaron HaKohen kiss his brother, Belev Shalem, to be happy for his success? He kissed him behar ho elokim. Well, says Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro, the same way the midah of noisei ba'ol makes one eligible for Chachmas HaTorah, we could say the Makoim, where such an act was accomplished, seared the Makoim as the ultimate Makoim HaToiv, that the Toiv should give what is Toiv to the Toivim, the ultimate Makoim of Nesinas HaTorah. It's through the Midah of Imoy Anochi B'Tzara. Let's add one idea that's not found in the Sefer. You know, the beginning of Vayechi, Rashi tells us that because the Shibud happened, because the Shibud was beginning, because Yaakov Avinu was expiring, that once Yaakov Avinu died, Nistamu Einehem V'Libam Shel Yisrael, the eyes and the heart of the Jewish people were being sealed shut. You know, we sort of are used to that expression, the eyes and the heart of the Jewish people are sealed shut. But why is that the quintessential description of Shibud Mitzrayim? And I think HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a great gift. In this week's Parsha Shemais, it says, Vayigdu, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up, Vayetze Alechav, Vayar Bisivloisam. Rashi says, Nasan Einov V'Liboy Liyoizdoye Gumeitzar Aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu put to his eye and to his heart to be distressed over the state of the Jewish people. You know why your eyes and your heart need to be open? Because you have to have sensitive eyes to see someone else's plight. You have to have a sensitive heart to feel someone else's pain. That's why we need eyes and heart. But when the Shibud happened, we became so callous and insensitive that our eyes and our heart were sealed shut. Our eyes were sealed shut. We couldn't look at anyone else's pain because we were self-absorbed. We couldn't feel anyone else's pain because we were self-absorbed. And you know what happens when you can't see or hear someone else's pain? And you can't feel someone else's pain? Then Mida Kenegan Mida, God says, I don't look at your pain and I don't feel your pain. And then we're really stuck. So when Yaakov Avinu died, the eyes and the heart of the Jewish people were sealed shut. And now we're trapped in Egypt because if our eyes and heart are sealed shut, then the Ribbono Shel Olam can't look to see our pain and feel our pain. So how are we going to ever get out? We need someone to break the cycle. So Moshe Rabbeinu comes, Nasan Eina V'Libay Da'igu Meitzar Aleim. Moshe Rabbeinu had his eyes wide open. With sensitivity, his heart wide open, with sensitivity. And because of that, that triggered a great reaction in heaven. Hashem says, your eyes are open to see the pain of the Jewish people, your heart is sensitive to see the pain. The Pasuk says, Vayar Hashem es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim. Rashi says, Nasan Einav V'Libay Altsaran Shel Yisrael. All of a sudden, the eyes and the heart of heaven are open. How'd that happen? The answer is, you know why they were sealed? Because our eyes and heart are sealed. You know why? You know who opened it? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how Moshe is Moshion Shel Yisrael. Not because he literally walked in front of us Adam and Mitzrayim, because he opened up the eyes and the heart of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now, Vayar Elohim, Vayeda Elohim. Look at Rashi. Rashi says it openly. Hashem looked intently, sensitively. His heart was empathizing with our pain. Now we could say the reason why the introduction to Moshe Rabbeinu, the reason why Hashem introduced Himself to Moshe Rabbeinu with the midah of Imay Anoichi Betzara is Hashem was teaching Moshe, that's how and why you're getting out of here. Until somebody could feel the pain of someone else, Shamayim is going to say, if you don't feel the pain of your friend, then I accordingly conduct myself in that manner. But the greatest way to relieve Klal Yisrael of Tzara is when you go to another Jew and you try to see his plight and feel his plight, that activates in Shamayim, the Ribbono Shel Olam will look down to see our plight, to feel our plight. Vayar Elohim es b'nei Yisrael, Vayeda Elohim. And on that note, I ask everybody, please open up your eyes and your heart to support the neediest of the Jewish people. Please help support families of Amanois, Grushois, please help support families of Malamdim. Go to the Yad Eliezer site and hit the icon for Amanois, Grushois, Malamdim, chickens for Shabbos. And in that merit, by being sensitive to their needs, the Ribbono Shel Olam will open up his eyes and his heart, and the Ribbono Shel Olam will bring the Yeshua, and you'll cause that. You'll be the Goyim of that. I thank Chazak for hosting tonight's event, Rabbi Yaniv Meirav, Rabbi Ilan Meirav, Rabbi Aboff, and again, please get your copy of Magid Arkian Sefer Shemais. It's available at rabbidg.com or local, better Sfarim stores everywhere. Wishing everyone bracha v'hatzlacha, yimali Hashem ko mashalois libchem l'toivah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.